The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me here today. So, boy, this is the first day that I've really kind of felt good. Had a couple weeks where I got a sinus infection. So I had a tooth that was cracked and then it split. So the difference between cracked and split is like it split all the way through it. And then it got infected and went up into my sinus. And then I had to have the tooth extracted, and that kind of process went on. And then I had this gook that has been going around. I don't know. I never checked to see if it was really the flu or whatever. But just today, starting to kind of move out of all that. It's been a rough tail of the winter, both weather-wise and health-wise for me. And it's funny because my fitness level kind of dropped in the last 3 months fairly significantly. It's mostly because the one thing that I think is probably really important to my fitness is I get some cardio. I don't do a ton. I usually once or twice a week will either sprint or ride my bike. Or if I'm really cooking, I'll sprint twice and ride my bike once, or sprint once and ride my bike twice. But I can't do a stationary bike. And I did sprint one time during the winter, or twice, maybe, on a treadmill. And the reason I sprint is because sprinting, paradoxically, for me, it hurts my knees to kind of pound and run, so I don't run. I'm kind of a bigger guy, although not as big as I used to be. But it's either a factor of time. So if I'm walking on the treadmill to try to just get some cardio, it just takes forever. If I jog, it starts to hurt after about 5 minutes. But if I sprint, I mean, my total sprinting time, if I go do a sprint workout, my total sprinting time is about a minute and 40 seconds. Something like that, maybe 12, 14 second sprints times 10. And then, of course, rest and walking back in between them. So it's just not that hard on the knees when you're just doing, I mean, there's just not that much because of the time factor there. So, and then I used to ride my bike and I really enjoyed riding over in Coon Rapids at White Rock Conservancy, which I haven't done much recently because there's just been so much more kind of work to be done on all kinds of different levels. I mean, obviously the practice, and then also was doing some other things and just keeping a lot of irons in the fire. And I got to the point with this carnivore diet that I've been on that I didn't need as much cardio to kind of stay slim, but I still need some cardio. So, but I got to the point where instead of riding my mountain bike, and I can't ride a street bike. It bores me. Jogging, any kind of long, monotonous endurance exercise, I can't do. So a mountain bike, and it is an e-mountain bike, so I do get help going up the hills, but you can set it pretty low where you're still cranking up the hills. But I was riding a year and a half ago, so the summer before last, I was riding about 2 hours to 3 hours at a time. So I would really put in these long rides, and I would do that a couple times a week, once or twice a week, maybe an hour and a half. But you know, even then it just kind of started to get a little monotonous. And so now I'm really happy that I ride my bike until I'm tired of riding it, and then I am done with it. And so that suits me very well. And then I do my sprints. And there's maybe been, especially over the last, I guess I was sick maybe a month and a half ago. And then there's all these weekend volleyball tournaments that we've been going to, which have really consumed the weekends. And so that takes out, I'm not quite disciplined enough to go to the gym in the hotel. I should be, but sometimes I'm just not, because we're up and we're running all day, and they're long days of volleyball, and at the end of it, I just don't feel like going to the gym. So there's been a constellation of factors that have really slowed me down a fair bit, and I haven't really gained any weight. I'm kind of hovering right where I was. Maybe I'm 5 pounds more than I was, and even though I've adjusted my diet to try to reduce, you know, not eating cheese and stuff on the weekends. But now that spring has sprung, I did my first outdoor sprints, and my intention is now to try to get those last 10 pounds off that I've been struggling with for about 6 months now. So 10 to 15. And then I'm going to be kind of right where I want to be. And so it's, you know, it's just a long term. It's not even really a project, as it is just a new sort of overall way of life. And I just don't know how I would ever go back. Cause so the carnivore diet, I only eat meat, cheese, and eggs. And now I'm only eating meat. I've gotten rid of the cheese and eggs just to kind of reduce the calories a little bit. But there have been some cheating, and especially on the weekends on these volleyball tournaments, it's hard. So kind of things are aligned for me to really turn the corner here. And there's only 6 weeks left of my birthday, which is in early May. Yeah, it's right about 6 weeks. So I am going to give it a real tough go and see if I can get at least down 5 of those pounds to where I'm only 5 pounds over my goal weight by my birthday. And then I'll have my 55th birthday coming up, and it will be within 5 pounds of my actual goal weight. And my goal weight might change, but man, it's been tough just getting down to where I have been and keeping it. And I tell you, so in taking some of these breaks that I have ended up taking between the sickness and the volleyball and all that other, I realize at this age, you lose strength very quickly. It's very perceivable when I'm in the gym and I can just do fewer things, fewer repetitions of the same exercise than I could a couple months ago. It's just amazing how quickly you lose it. So it's one of those things where I realize that there's just no turning around. I mean, I've got to keep this going, or I'm going to go back. And I would be, if I were to stop doing all that I'm doing, I would be in way worse shape than I was. And I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to have the sleep apnea and all of the issues that come along when I gain that weight. And so I think maybe what I'll do is do some keto diet a little bit here and there for a few weeks at a time, and just kind of give myself some breaks. But I still haven't gotten to my goal weight, so I'm still doing the carnivore. So, hey, it seems to be working. And there's different things for different people, but I do think keeping the carbohydrates low is very important for most people. And I think that we clearly eat way too many carbohydrates, and especially too much sugar. Now, it's tough. I have two teenage daughters, 14 and 16, and they like their carbs. And so you know how your teenagers eat, or your kids or grandkids, if you have them or have had them, you know how they eat. They sure love pizza and other things. And my youngest, she's our baker, and she's a really good baker. Like, she'll just pull up recipes and she'll just make anything. So there's this stuff called Dubai chocolate. Dubai, like that city in the United Arab Emirates, there's tons of money and they've made all these big buildings. Anyway, there's this chocolate, I guess, that they came up with in Dubai. And it's chocolate, and then it's a special Middle Eastern dough. I can't remember the name of it. And then there's a pistachio sauce. So it's kind of almost like a sandwich cookie, if you will. Looks like a chocolate bar, but when you bite into it, it's kind of got this wafery thing. Anyway, so last weekend on Sunday, or on Sunday, my daughter told me, oh, they have a new Dubai chocolate thing at the boba place. And I thought we were going to buy some ingredients for something for her to make. I don't know if they opened at 3. I don't think they opened at 3. I think 3 o'clock was the time they set to start selling these things. All right. So we drive out to places in Ankeny. We were in Des Moines. We drive out to Ankeny, and we go to the boba place. Now, if you don't know what boba is a sugary drink with a bunch of these little bubbles of sugar in it. So obviously, you know, we try to minimize the amount that she has, but you know, again, you got to live in the world, right? So anyway, so we get there and there's a line out. It looks like the line outside of a Verizon store when the new iPhone comes or something like that, or concert tickets or something. Literally a 50-foot line outside of this boba place. And we waited, and what it was is it was actually a cup dish that they were putting the Dubai chocolate in and then strawberries on top of it, and it was just selling it in a cup. I think it was $9 too. And we got two people in front. They started warning people, and they said, you know, we're not sure we're going to have enough, and pretty quick we're going to have to shut it down. And then it was maybe coming up on 4 o'clock, and we had been there most of an hour, and they didn't have enough. So it really made me think. It's funny how these things, like, they take off because of social media. I mean, who would even know that this was happening? Well, I tell you, a lot of kids did, because there was a lot of people in that line. But it's just interesting how things go like that nowadays. And I think that, obviously, nutritionally, you should really minimize the sugar. And it's really a battle that is hard, especially with the young kids. They are just inundated. They have all these energy drinks, and they have all these sugary things. And we try. It's just, it's a constant battle to try to have your kids be healthy. And so I guess a lot of what we do, my wife and I, is we cook healthy meals for them and teach them how to eat healthy, so that when they get to the point that they care about that, because they don't at this point, because they're indestructible, right? And they're thin. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about their weight like mom and dad do and think about it all the time like most adults do. But it is. It's a tough thing. But I think, obviously, nutrition is super important. It's more and more we're understanding in orthopedics that nutrition is important, especially in the state that you're in around the time of surgery. I mean, we've known some things for a long time. For instance, you know, your blood sugar needs to be in check. If you're diabetic, you need to have, you know, certain number frameworks that show both your long and short-term sugar have been under control. And that helps to, again, not just have fewer wound complications and infections, but just your overall recovery, the speed at which you recover from surgery. And nowadays, vitamin D has been shown. There's studies that showed, you know, that people who have a low vitamin D do much worse after surgery. Now, the studies I'm talking about have to do with orthopedic surgery, but I'm sure that this would be relevant to any kind of surgery you're having. And so if you just keep your body in the most optimal condition you can before you're having surgery, and then if you just kind of keep doing that, that's what I try to do, is I try to use, if someone comes to me and they say, oh, my knee hurts, and I say, well, yes, your knee hurts. Part of the reason your knee hurts is because you're 70 pounds overweight. And so can we talk about what we can do about that? Because, you know, and some people don't kind of want to hear it. They say, oh, my knee hurts, that's why I'm here. I'm like, okay, I understand that. But there's physics involved, right? There's the weight on top of the knee. And I try to share with them my experience and talk to them about maybe going to a dietitian or talking to their primary doctor. You can try the Ozempic. There's lots of different ways you can try. But we have to think about health as a continuum, and there's really nothing in your body that isn't dependent on what you eat and how healthy you are, right? So the same things that are going to make your heart healthier are going to make your bones and your joints healthier too. It's all, there's no magic to it. You get some exercise and you eat right, and you, to me, that means you keep the carbohydrates low. So as we're coming into spring, I would really encourage people, you know, I think I'm probably not the only one who maybe packed on a couple pounds this winter. Again, I didn't do too bad, maybe five, but not too bad. Probably the best winter I've had in my adult life as far as that goes. But I would really encourage you to take advantage of getting out, get the sun on your face, get you getting your vitamin D, which you should supplement anyway. If you live in Iowa, you really, especially during the winter, should supplement vitamin D. And again, I tell my patients, all you really need is one good multivitamin, like a Centrum or something like that. That's going to have your C and your D and all the things that you could be missing in your diet, which are easily available. And people, you know, some people say, oh, vitamins don't work. Well, there's a lot of research that vitamins actually do work. And I do take a multivitamin every day. And there's a lot of things, you know, there, I could probably list off 15 different things that studies have shown that taking a multivitamin is good for. One of them is cognitive decline, which is something I don't want to have. I don't want to have cognitive decline. I want to keep my wits about me as long as I possibly can. But, you know, it's a great time of year to, number one, if you missed the January New Year's time to turn over a new leaf and start a project on your health, hey man, April 1st is right around the corner. It's a great day, sort of, you know, starting into the spring and summer months. It's another great opportunity to try to improve your health and getting outside and walking. You know, once you get to a certain age, and I would imagine most people listening to this show at this time are of a certain age. We probably don't have a lot of 18-year-olds listening to this show right now. So those of us that are in our 50s and 60s and maybe late 40s, you know, there comes a point where, and despite the fact that I do sprints, at some point I'll stop that, I'm sure. And at some point I'll just walk. And that's really all you need. If you could just walk, go out and walk 10 minutes a day and then make it 15, or do every other day and then make it 15, then make it 20, make it a half hour, make it something enjoyable that becomes part of your routine. And it's just that great time. Or, you know, get a bike. If you like to ride, get a bike. There's lots of good bike paths all over Iowa. But I always try in this time, there's different seasons, of course, in life and also in just seasons. And whenever we start talking, when the fall and the winter starts coming in, I start talking about kind of ice safety and paying attention to that kind of stuff and not overdoing it with the snow shoveling and injury avoidance. And sort of in the spring, it's more, hey, let's turn the page on our health, or get a little extra fire under us in the direction of improving where we are. And like, you can just set a goal. Hey, I started in the spring, and by the end of the year, by the time you know, November rolls around and we're shutting down our outdoor activities, you know, take these next 6-8 months and really do something. Make yourself healthier, because the greatest gift we have is life, and it is best experienced in a healthy condition. So I just want to encourage that. Your bones and joints are only as healthy as the rest of your body, and all the things you do to improve the rest of your body are going to improve your bones and joints, and vice versa. Things you do to improve your joints, like losing weight and exercising and eating healthy, all those things improve your joints and everything else. So with that, I would just say go out and enjoy this spring weather. Of course, I'm recording early. We might be in the middle of a bomb cyclone when you're listening to this, but it's almost over. It's coming. So spring's almost legitimately here. So go out and enjoy the spring when that weather is available, and get yourself healthy, and you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.